org to find out more. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up at 7:35, just a few minutes from now, we'll be joined by Aaron Phillips, the president and co-founder of Power to Parent Union. And we're going to talk about the opportunity scholarship vote. It was a party line vote. Democrats rejected the Joe Lombardo fix for these 600 families. And so they're going to get funneled back into inferior CCSD schools. And that's criminal. That's criminal. We'll see what the next step is from Aaron Phillips coming up. I don't know if you've been following on Fox News just over the last week or so. There has been a huge surge at our southern border. And it's really sad what's happening. You look at the family units that are traveling together and they're crossing the border and they're being encountered by the Border Patrol and Texas DPS. I will simply say that what's going on down there is borderline criminal, and yet the Biden administration does nothing to fix this. Chris Oliveros is a lieutenant in the Texas DPS, Department of Public Safety, and he defended the use of barriers in the Rio Grande River. There's been a big controversy about the buoys and the barbed wire that is keeping people on the Mexican side of the border. This was Chris Oliveros yesterday on Fox News with with Sandra Smith, cut one, Lieutenant Chris Oliveros, Texas DPS.
Those type of barriers do work, and that's why Governor Abbott deployed those type of barriers at the riverbank, because it does discourage, it does prevent illegal border crossings.
What about these new pictures of men, armed men carrying rifles, crossing over to the border in the United States? What are Americans supposed to think of these images that we're seeing?
Senator, that's a clear reality of what we're dealing with at the border right now. It's not just, you know, groups of asylum seekers. It's a criminal element. It's the Mexican drug cartels that have been able to expand their criminal network throughout the United States. And now that we're seeing armed gunmen crossing the river unimpeded, wearing full tactical gear similar to what we wear or what the military uses, these are individuals, these are operatives that are actually on the U.S. side bringing drugs or bringing high-valued individuals across the border. That's why it's so important that us as a state, that we maintain our presence at the border with infrastructure, with the boots on the ground. That's why it's very important to have that type of partnership as well with Border Patrol, working together, trying to prevent these criminals from entering the country, because it is a national security threat when you have these individuals come across the border. They want to cause harm, and they are causing harm by killing tens of thousands of Americans with fentanyl.
Unbelievable for so many who are seeing this happen. Meanwhile, Lieutenant, Texas Democrats are demanding U.S. Border Patrol stop working with the Texas Department of Public Safety after the governor, Greg Abbott, deployed razor wire and those buoys into the Rio Grande to try to stop these migrants from entering. So what is your response to that?
You know, Senator, I got the opportunity to actually brief those lawmakers yesterday in Eagle Pass, Texas. It was a great opportunity to actually clear up some of those misconceptions, some of that inaccurate reporting on some of those allegations, and actually brief them on what the state of Texas has been doing for the past 2 years in the absence of the federal government. But going back to your question as far as telling Border Patrol agents not to cooperate or work with DPS, that's a completely irrational statement, completely out of line. We have a long working relationship with U.S. Border Patrol, and if that was the case, by telling U.S. Border Patrol agents not to work with DPS, will completely undermine the long working relationship that we have with them. We need to work together. We continue to work together. So I can tell you for a fact, at least on our side, the state level, we're going to continue working with our Border Patrol agents because we do need them. And a perfect example is what took place in 2021 with the Del Rio with the Haitians, working together, being able to stem that flow of thousands that were coming across the river, and also now apprehending criminals that are coming across our borders. It's very imperative that we work together with our Border Patrol agents, also with our local and county partners as well. So again, those statements completely just out of line. We're not going to stop working with our agents. We need them, and we're going to continue with that partnership.
There you have it. Lieutenant Chris Olivares of the Texas DPS on Fox yesterday. Coming up, we are coming closer and closer to giving away a $100 VIP dining card from Via Brazil Steakhouse in Summerlin. If you don't know where that is, at southwest corner of Fort Apache and Charleston. We're going to give it away sometime between now and 9. No, I'll tell you what. I'll go you one better. We're going to give it away between now and 8 o'clock. Between now and 8 o'clock, we'll give away that $100 VIP dining card from Via Brazil Steakhouse in Summerlin. Coming up, Aaron Phillips, the president and co-founder of Power to Parent Union, her reaction to what happened yesterday. They had a 12-hour hearing, 12 hours. A lot of folks on both sides of the issue testified, but in the end, the Democrats voted with the Democrats. And they rejected the Governor Lombardo fix to opportunity scholarships. That, to me, is unconscionable. It should be noted, and I'll talk to her about this. Aaron Phillips will join us from Power to Parent. 70% of Nevadans favor school choice. 70%. And yet the Democrats said, no, we're not. During the legislature, they wouldn't even talk about it. And they rejected the fix, the temporary fix, from Governor Joe Lombardo. That is unconscionable. Stay with us. More to do. Aaron Phillips will join us next on AM 670 KMZQ.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive.
Swing on, base hit right field. Freeman's going to score. They're going to Sam Smith. Here comes the throw to the plate from Carroll. Smith slides. He's safe.
The call on Dodgers Radio, 2-0 the win over the Diamondbacks Wednesday. David Peralta's bases loaded, two-run single against his former team, broke a scoreless tie in the eighth. It was the fourth straight win for the Dodgers, while the Diamondbacks lost their eighth straight.
Whipped it high, and it's hit deep down the right side, and this one is out of here.
Mike Moustakas with the blast on Angels Radio, 4-1 the win over the Giants Wednesday. Shohei Ohtani went six innings. He gave up three hits, had one unearned run. NFL preseason this weekend, the Rams host the Chargers on Saturday. Then on Sunday, the 49ers visit the Raiders. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. They're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit StraightTalk.com.
This your captain. Better buckle your seatbelts for this one. I saw my passport expired, so I went to Staples, got a passport photo lickety-split. While I was there, I grabbed some tiny travel soap and shampoo. I should have got some for my co-pilot. Just kidding, Brad.
Staples has everything for travel. 10-minute passport photos, luggage, headphones, even personal travel items. And now at Staples, get $10 off your purchase of $30 or more when you buy a travel service. Staples, your first stop to nonstop travel. Ends 9/16. In-store only. Exclusions of...
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
It's been too tough of a commute so far this morning. Using the freeways, there are no accidents actually to report, but in the Northwest Valley on Summerlin Parkway eastbound, right where it ends there at the transition to get on to 95 southbound. Getting reports of debris in the travel lanes there. Again, that is Summerlin Parkway, the entrance ramp to get on to 95 southbound. Watch for road hazard there. Still clearing up a hit and run at Lake Mead Boulevard and Martin Luther King Boulevard. Got a decent chance of rain and thunderstorms this morning with high temperatures topping out right around 100 degrees later on this afternoon with winds gusting to 20 miles per hour. 84 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The Interim Financial Committee, the Interim Finance Committee of the Nevada Legislature met yesterday, 12-hour hearing. It began around 9 o'clock and finished last night, and the Democrats killed the Opportunity Scholarship fix from Governor Joe Lombardo. For reaction, let's check in with Erin Phillips, the president and co-founder of Power to Parents Union. She joins us on short notice. Thank you so much, Erin, for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Yes, good morning, Kevin.
Your reaction to what happened yesterday, 12 hours of hearings, that was incredible, but it still ended up the same way.
Yes, you know, my first reaction, of course, is, I mean, I woke up this morning and the face of a mom who I spoke to this week and her daughter is the same age as my youngest daughter. She's in second grade. And she has been so looking forward to starting school this week, this upcoming week. And her mom has just been desperate to try to find a fix for her daughter and an opportunity for her to go to the school that she's been going to for the last 2 years, the school that she was able to put her older two brothers through and graduate and really be successful. And this mom is just, she's devastated. And so, you know, that's what I wake up with this morning is the faces of the families who were there to testify and talk to this committee. And yet, you already said this, they put on a 12-hour show. And at the end, they still turn their backs on these low-income minority students and families. And it's devastating for these families.
What was the rationale behind Democrats rejecting this what looks like a reasonable fix for these 600 families?
You know, honestly, they were so disingenuous to listen to these Democrats talk about how they didn't realize that cutting funding for this scholarship program during the legislative session would lead to real kids being kicked off the scholarship. So, you know, that was what was so shocking to me, because we know and we've seen for years and years that Democrats despise this program. They've been very vocal about it. They knew that cutting funding for this program would ultimately lead to kids losing their scholarship. And yet they sat there on the record and said they did not know that this would happen. And so, you know, we've seen throughout the session, the governor had asked for this money throughout the whole legislative session. Then, you know, they said they didn't realize that actually not funding it, you know, even to the levels it was prior years would lead to kids losing their scholarships. So, you know, it's hard to understand how they turned this into a referendum on, you know, for example, some of these volunteer scholarship organization volunteers, instead of recognizing they had a fix in front of them to actually fix this problem and fix this program and fund it for these kids. And they just chose to go a totally different direction, play politics. And here we are waking up this morning, 600 or more kids waking up this morning, finding out that they can't go to school this week. They're going to have to return to these schools that were failing them, where they're being bullied and frankly, just struggling. And that is devastating.
Okay. So, and this begs the question, you've got 600 families that have been hanging in the lurch. What are they to do? Where are their kids going to school? Schools opened on Monday. Where are they going to school today?
You know, I mean, that's a really great question, Kevin. You know, I mean, I think these families are in limbo. They've left these families now with, again, no options. They and you look at this group of members of this interim finance committee, you look at these legislators, their children have opportunities to go to school where they choose, where those parents believe is best for them. And they sit there on their, you know, in their ivory tower and bring down judgment on these families who are literally have no other options. So we don't know where those kids are going to school. The reality is like you said, school already started for public school, and the schools that a lot of these kids are planning on attending, have been planning on attending, don't start till next week. And as of today, they don't have funding. They don't have the money to go to those schools. So I can tell you from my perspective, you know, and you know, I'm working directly with the governor on this and his team. You know, the fight isn't over, because we have said from the beginning, the governor has said from the beginning, that we will do everything we can to help these kids and families. So, you know, I'm tossing and turning in my sleep trying to, you know, there's so many questions we don't even have answered this morning. And I can't imagine how these moms and dads feel waking up to this news.
Have we tried going to the private sector and seeing if we can get some help from gaming or mining or you know, tourism or some other way that we can funnel some private funds into, you know, fixing these 600 families?
You know, I think right now, Kevin, every option is on the table. So, you know, I know that the governor and his team are having these discussions today. We've been having these discussions. How do we help these kids not lose their scholarships? That's been, you know, my concern from the beginning in my conversations with the governor and his team, is these kids can't lose their scholarship. We know that real kids are going to get kicked off these scholarships. They're not going to be able to continue attending these schools and these classes that are really working for them, and we can't let that happen. So absolutely every option's on the table, you know, but it's devastating that there was a very easy fix for this problem. It was a fix that wasn't taking funding from any other program. This is COVID money that was unallocated, and frankly, it's use it or lose it at this point. So you sit and watch these Democrats, you know, all legislative session, give so much money to these other nonprofit organizations, you know, for-profit organizations, you know, just putting money everywhere willy-nilly. And then we ask for $3.1 million of unallocated funding for a very small number of students. And again, they spent 12 hours making a referendum on the scholarship granting organizations who have been there for these families, who have helped these families from the beginning, who have built relationships with these families and really tried to make sure their kids have the funding they need. And they make a referendum on those organizations instead of actually helping the kids and families that are sitting right in front of them.
Okay, give me plan B. Give me the next step. So what happens from here?
You know, I think, again, I mean, I know that the governor has made a commitment that the fight isn't over. I believe he put a statement out last night saying just that. You know, we are going to continue working with him and his team. And, you know, there's not an option for us to quit. You know, we are moms and dads ourselves. We are members of this community. You know, it's so hard to understand how you can't look in the eyes of these kids and just have so much compassion for them and really want to help the individual families and children who are being hurt. I mean, it's like you see these Democrats, they're aiming their arrows at this governor, and the arrows are hitting the children and the families. You know, it's like it's so awful to watch. There's so much injustice that's happening in this situation, because you have honestly families who do not have any other option. So we aren't going to quit. You know, I mean, you know that I have never quit on these families. I know the governor is not interested in quitting on these families. We're going to work together. We're going to find a solution moving forward. But I think it's really important for people to remind the Democrats that this is a really popular program. It's, you know, this is absolutely should not have been a political a show that they put on yesterday. They should have come up with a real solution. They left these families really with nothing, holding nothing in their hands. It's awful.
This also underscores what we always talk about on this program, and I know you've talked about it before, that elections have consequences. Is this going to be, and is your organization going to make this issue an issue in the 2024 elections?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, this issue of parents' rights and school choice has always been our number one issue. I think we made that an issue in, you know, this last election, and I think this governor benefited from a lot of parents who were awake and recognizing that they wanted to make sure they had the right to direct their child's education and their child's upbringing. Absolutely, we're going to continue doing that and go even harder in this upcoming election than we have even in the past.
Aaron, let me ask you, if folks want to be a part of your union, if they want to be a part of this fight for these 600 families, where can they go? How can they reach out to you?
So if you want to be a part of the parent union, it's power2parent.org. That's power with the number 2parent.org. Same thing across social media, at power2parent. But we also have an action arm, which we've talked a little bit about on this program. And when you talk about elections, you know, power2parent action is our action arm, and that's where we'll be putting all the focus in as far as elections go. And so if you aren't a part of our list on power2parent action, that's power2parentaction.org as well, and please, and you can get there and sign up for our newsletter on that website as well.
Aaron, thanks for getting up with us. I appreciate it, but I knew you were a mom, and being a mom, I understand that you're up early. Thank you for, on very short notice, joining us and giving us your reaction to what happened last night. Thank you so much.
You got it, Kevin. Thanks so much.
Aaron Phillips, Power to Parent Union, Power to Parent Action. What a great organization. And they don't win every battle, but I think they're going to win the war. I really believe that. You know, I've got in my hot hands right now a $100 VIP dining card from Via Brazil Steakhouse in Summerlin. That's at the southwest corner of Fort Apache and Charleston. $100 VIP gift card, and all you got to do is be caller number 5. Caller number 5 right now at 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-2-2-6-3-8-2-32. Caller number 5 will be a winner. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, my name is Amanda Sandoval, and this is my 5-year-old daughter, Mariana.
Today, Mariana enjoys school, but it wasn't always that way. She was born with a disorder, and when she started at her local public school, there was little hope that she'd be able to succeed. Fortunately, her parents were able to choose a different school that offered her exactly what she needed to thrive.
For any family, the most powerful thing is having choice. You're putting your kids in a program that's going to turn them into adults, and you want your kids to be the best adults they can be because they're our future. And I think that every family should have that choice.
Unfortunately, most Nevada families don't have that choice. Education policy should focus less on budgets and politics and more on expanding opportunity for students.
Every child should have an opportunity at the best education that they can get.
Learn more about how educational freedom can help Nevada students by visiting NevadaPolicy.org. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Hi, friends. It's Katrin Ivanov. I'm so concerned about bills that would raise taxes on Nevadans when we already have a budget surplus. I am taking my personal time to bring the fight directly to our legislators in Carson City. If you are like me and do not want to pay higher taxes, especially during this time of unprecedented inflation, please support my efforts by donating at mrsfixit.us, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fixit.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get?
That's right.
You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association. Paulinos and all the great men and women who get stuff from point A to point B, thank you so much for all that you do, Nevada Trucking Association. Now, I know you have a busy life with lots of activities that may keep you from your radio or your smartphone between 6 and 9 a.m., but that's why we've created something brand new. It's called Live and Local On Demand. You miss an interview, you want to hear my take on a hot-button issue, then Live and Local On Demand is where you want to be. Check it out on our website, kevinwallradio.com, or anywhere you get podcasts, iTunes and places like that. It's user-friendly and it's free. Try it out right now. Go to kevinwallradio.com, kevinwallradio.com. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
ProPrice Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. With more than 60 years of experience combined, our friendly and knowledgeable staff is here to help with HVAC installation, repairs, and indoor air quality services. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. Make the call 702-742-3310. For the right price, call ProPrice.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month.